This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. The Benzi Symphony Orchestra is performing a concert this weekend called Burnished Brass. The centerpiece of their concert is the trumpet concerto by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Jim Beckering will be the soloist for that concerto, and he was kind enough to join us in Studio A today with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder. Jim Beckering, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for inviting me.
You have played the trumpet your whole life, but you've always had a 9-to-5 job, sort of, and then played the trumpet in addition to your professional career.
Like many people, I started in the fifth grade and then played, you know, through junior high school and high school, and did the Interlochen All-State camp experience, which was incredible. And then for a period of 11 or 12 years, the horn pretty much went in the case. And then as I was working at Lake Michigan College in Benton Harbor, opportunities began to appear that enabled me to get back on the end of my horn.
So tell us about some of the ensembles that you've played with over the years.
Well, I think some of my favorite memories go back to the All-State Band experiences here at Interlochen. Being introduced to music that, quite frankly, our high school band couldn't play, to be surrounded by more good musicians was a real thrill. But then when I got to Lake Michigan College, I was able to play with the college band. St. Joseph, Michigan is in that same area, and they have an incredible community concert band. I was able to play in that ensemble, and then I joined the what was then called the Twin Cities Symphony Orchestra. I think it might be the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra today. And for the last six, 7 years of that tenure, I was their principal trumpet. Then I played for a couple of years with the West Shore Symphony. I think they have a different name now also, in Muskegon. And that was a wonderful experience. Then during my tenure at Hope College as vice president for admissions, I often had opportunities to play with the orchestra. When they needed help in the trumpet section, I was able to do that, and occasionally with their concert band also. And then coming up here, playing in the Benzi Orchestra, and then absolutely the thrill of a lifetime was joining Ken Larson in the trumpet section at TSO and playing Mendelssohn's First and Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, two pieces I thought as an amateur musician trumpet player I would never, ever have the opportunity to play, but did it, and I'm grateful for that.
And your orchestral trumpet career began right here in Interlochen in the 1950s. Tell us about the first time you heard an orchestra play in person here at Interlochen.
To give it some context, you need to understand that I came from a rural community. This is the middle 50s now, so this is before stereophonic sound. This is before high fidelity. The only real orchestra I had ever heard was the New York Philharmonic Children's Series on black and white television. So my listening experience had been extremely limited. So here I am, a junior middle school boy on a Sunday evening, and I'm sitting in the Interlochen Bowl, not knowing really what to expect. And I don't know what I don't remember what the entire program was, but I remember Morton Gold's American Salute was on it, and Dvorak's New World Symphony. And I had never heard trumpet playing like that before. The American Salute is just, you know, that every kid trumpet player would love that. And it kind of blew me away. And then hearing the New World Symphony and hearing a live English horn soloist play well, that was just a remarkable experience. I have not been the same since. Truly.
And I understand that the first piece you've brought today was actually your audition piece for Interlaken.
Yes. Trumpeter's Lullaby is kind of a nostalgic piece for me. The community of Fremont, Michigan, had a foundation called the Fremont Community Foundation. And they had funds that provided 2-week scholarships for the Allstate campers. And I thought, golly, I would like that. And I'd like to go to Interlaken. I've heard of Interlaken. So as an eighth grader, I asked my band director, what should I play? And he said, how about Trumpeter's Lullaby? I said, oh, okay. So I did that, and I won the scholarship, tuition scholarship to come to Interlaken, playing Trumpeter's Lullaby. And so for that reason, it really catapulted me into a lifelong love of orchestral music. Is that tune is really special.
This is Jim Beckering with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder performing Anderson's Trumpeter's Lullaby in Interlaken Public Radio Studio A. You're listening to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We just heard a performance of Trumpeter's Lullaby by Leroy Anderson, performed by trumpeter Jim Beckering, along with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder. And Jim Beckering will be the soloist this weekend with the Benzie Symphony Orchestra, performing the trumpet concerto by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. And Jim, it sounds like your career as a trumpeter has really taken off now that you're technically retired.
That's true, Amanda. I thought when I retired from Hope College, living in Holland, Michigan, and moving up to Platte Lake, Big Platte Lake, here in the Beulah Honor area, I've kind of thought my music performance opportunities would be limited. And it turned out not to be the case. I have had more opportunities to perform up here than I ever dreamed that I would have. And now I have the time also. As an amateur musician, my degree was not in music, but as an amateur musician, I really didn't have time to practice like I do today. And I discovered several years ago that for whatever reason, I truly enjoy practicing. And so that together with opportunities to perform makes it really special for me to be up here.
How much are you practicing now?
I try on most days to get in 3.5 to 4 hours in 3 different sessions. That pretty much keeps me on top of my game. I've found as I've gotten older, I'm 74 now, that if I space out the practice, that is important. But then I also know that I need to practice more than I did when I was younger in order to stay in good shape.
So what would you say to somebody who says, you know, I'm retired, I'm in my 70s, it's too late for me to start making music or to pick music back up?
I would say, take that instrument out of the case, put it on your mouth, put it under your chin, get an electric keyboard. If you don't have a piano, if that was your instrument, whatever it was, do it. And I can almost assure you, I can assure you, that the longer you've been away from the instrument, the more frustrating it will be to get back on it. But if we go into that endeavor anticipating the frustration and do it wisely and don't overdo it, we can begin to see progress. And it's good to get a recording device and play a scale the first time you get on your instrument and turn the device off. And then a month later, go back and play that scale again with the recording device on and see how you've improved. And just do a little bit at a time.
So they're not going to be playing the Hummel Concerto, for example, right out of the gate?
Probably not. Mary Had a Little Lamb is one place to start.
And then we can go from there.
Sure.
So you're the soloist with the Benzie Symphony this weekend playing the Hummel Trumpet Concerto, and you're going to give us a little preview of the piece here.
Yes. So what we're going to perform will be the opening passages of each of the 3 movements of the Hummel Trumpet Concerto.
And you're using a different horn for this piece than you did for the first piece, for A Trumpeter's Lullaby.
Yes. For the first piece, I used a C trumpet, which is kind of the standard trumpet for orchestral players. B-flat trumpets are used in bands more. But for the Hummel, I'm using an E-flat trumpet, which I absolutely love. The trumpet was made by Interlaken's own Ken Larson, who is an incredible craftsman. He makes trumpets. He didn't just make mine. he makes all different kinds of trumpets.
We'll hear now from trumpeter Jim Beckering playing the E-flat trumpet, along with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder, giving us a little preview of the 3 movements of the Trumpet Concerto of Johann Nepomuk Hummel. You're listening to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We just heard a sampler of music by Johann Nepomuk Hummel, the introduction of each of the three movements of his trumpet concerto. You can hear that concerto in its entirety this weekend with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra. The soloist is Jim Beckering. That concert is Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Benzie Central High School Auditorium. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for seniors and students. Visit BenzieSymphony.com for more information. Jim Beckering, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you again for inviting me, Amanda. It's been a real privilege to be here.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Susan Snyder and Tom Riccobono. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.